Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Live today from Citizens Bank Park, the site of where the Phillies and the Padres will play game two of this series after a nice win by the Phillies 4-0 last night. Brilliance from Zach Wheeler, who pretty much always is brilliant. Buzz is back in the studio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know what? Malbec is all right, man. I like the Malbec.
You're a wine guy now.
I like the Malbec. It get a nice little buzz, you know.
I recall a few months ago, you kind of snickered at the idea of being a wine guy.
I did snicker at it. I did, man. But I'm engaging right now in the Reds. I haven't tried the whites yet. I'm trying to figure out what I like about the red wines first.
Yeah. I think red wine's the best wine.
Yeah. I like and I like the fact that I probably don't drink it room temperature like everybody. I like it cold. Mm. I like it cold, but it tastes good cold. So I think I'm a Malbec guy.
You know, it's interesting. You kind of led us down this way to start the show because good wine, Hugh, ages well, right? That's what people say. And I think for two Phillies, one is aging spectacularly, and unfortunately, the other one is not right now aging the way we had hoped or probably he hoped. So let's start with the good from last night. Hugh, the good is Zach Wheeler is amazing. I mean, we know this. We say it every fifth day. It really, to put it in perspective, I mean, he just had one of the greatest months of June we've ever seen in Philadelphia. He dominated last night against a team that is, you know, fighting for the playoffs. It's ho-hum, though. It's almost like we kind of just forget it and we just accept it. But it really, we should celebrate it more. Zach Wheeler is one of the greatest pitchers in the history of the franchise, and he's quickly moving up those ranks. So great start by Wheeler last night. Phillies manufactured some runs. Hugh, you almost hit your Max Kepler
almost
home run bet.
Hey, listen.
Woo!
Boy,
almost.
If I'd have hit that home run, I mean, I wouldn't hit my parlette because I had
Trey.
It was him and Trey.
Yeah.
But it would have been fun to talk about. I think I might run that one back tonight, though.
Yeah?
I might run that back.
That was
he looked like, you know, for as much chirping as you've been doing, you got to step up to the plate. You got to make some things happen. So I might run that one back tonight.
So that was an incredible catch by Jackson Merrill in center field to rob that home run. So a nice win for the Phillies last night. They get this homestand started off with a victory behind Wheeler. We'll do more on Wheeler coming up. But Hugh, the other side of the coin, of course, it was the good news before the game, but it was – you ever get good news, but it's like tepid good news? It's like, yeah, you got good news, but then the reality of it may be not what you wanted it to be. So Bryce Harper was activated from the injury list yesterday. Hugh, that's the good news, right?
Yes.
We were all hoping for that. We thought yesterday there might be a chance because he took extra batting practice over the weekend in Atlanta. But sometimes the story is good, and then you kind of dig for the details, and it's like, what are we getting here? And that's what I'm wondering about Bryce Harper. So, you know, what I'm about to say, and we're about to hear from Bryce, this isn't just based on last night, right? It's just one game. He had two at-bats. He also walked and got hit by a pitch. So 0-for-2 last night. But, Hugh, after listening to Bryce Harper yesterday, I got to tell you, I'm not expecting us to get the Bryce Harper we're used to with him back now because I don't even know what this guy is. I'm not sure he knows what he is physically at this point. Let's listen to Bryce Harper yesterday. As he returned, talking before the game, Bryce Harper on why now? Like, why was now the time for him to be activated? Well, here's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear him say, I'm 100%. I'm ready to go for the second half of the season. Instead, we got this yesterday in the dugout.
I didn't think I was going to take any other steps forward of feeling better or anything like that. I thought we were kind of at a standstill of it feeling the same the last couple of days. And, you know, from BP to live and things like that kind of gave us the same result each day. So I thought today was a good one.
He was at a standstill, didn't think it was going to progress any further. That didn't give me great hope for Bryce Harper and whatever the heck's going on with his wrist. Like, I was hoping for him to say, I feel myself. And he didn't say that yesterday. Basically, he said, yeah, we don't think this is getting any better, so I gotta tough it out here. 215-592-949 for reaction to the win last night and really on Bryce Harper. Hugh, I think the question now is, are you expecting Bryce Harper to be Bryce Harper? And I think everyone knows what I mean when I say that, right? The Bryce Harper we're used to. The Bryce Harper that's been one of the best hitters in baseball since his whole career, but certainly in Philadelphia. Hugh, yesterday, before he was activated, you said you expect Bryce to be Bryce. Do you expect Bryce to be Bryce now that he's officially back?
Yes, I do. I think that, like I said the other day, I think Bryce is in a position right now where he's uncomfortable with how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. I told you, I don't think he's one of those guys that likes to take a whole lot of extra medicine or anything like that. So he's out there naked, if you will. And I feel like for him, he has to work through whatever it is he's feeling. You know, he has to adjust. Because like he said, he's not probably not going to be 100%. He's in a good place where the doctors have told him, that he can't injure himself anymore, so he just has to get comfortable with that. So with all of that being said, yes, I expect him, when he gets comfortable, to be the Bryce Harper old.
Let's hear more from Bryce yesterday on why he thinks he could be his best now, whatever that version is, as he's back from the injured list.
Do you feel you can play at your best level, feeling the way you do now?
Yeah. Flat out. Yeah.
Yeah. Did that make you feel confident that, yeah?
Well,
I didn't. This is not – something about this doesn't feel right to me, because usually when a player comes back from an injury, and I know they're all different, and I'm sure you've suffered different injuries that you feel your best or not your best when you come back, there's a sense of optimism when a guy gets back. I'm ready to go. And what I got yesterday is, I guess I'm ready to go because I'm not getting any better. Like, it almost felt like I stagnated in my recovery, so we might as well just come play games.
Yeah, and try to figure it out. Like, he's going to have to figure it out. There's no question about that. But I believe that once he does figure it out, that he could be the Bryce Harper that we need him to be. Now, you know, realistically, what does that look like? Don't know. Don't know. I mean, you know, if we're talking about the Bryce Harper that was hitting home runs all over the place and, you know, doing all the things that Bryce Harper does, I don't know about that. But I'll take 70% Bryce Harper in this lineup over 0% any day.
So I will too, but I – don't the Phillies need the real Bryce Harper, though? Closer to the best. I mean, maybe there's a chance, Hugh, he's already peaked, right, as a player. He won two MVPs already. He may never win another one again. That's aging. That's normal. I'm not saying he has to be MVP-level Bryce Harper. But I need something close to that, all-star-level Bryce Harper. I mean, I don't know if we're seeing that this season again. He's back. That's great. But I got the sense listening to him yesterday that this is a touch and go like the rest of the season. We got to wake up and see how we feel every day. That didn't give me comfort.
Yeah, because it feels like recklessly speculating.
Well, here we go. It's only 10:07.
That's what
yeah.
I do. That he has to find his comfort zone. The doctors have probably told him, hey, this is as good as it's going to get. There's no more – you can't do any structural damage to it. Probably told him that. And now it's up to you, because everything that has been said up until this point is, hey, it's all on him and how he feels. So it is on him, and it's on him to work through that. And I do believe strongly, with me recklessly speculating, that this has something to do with Bryce doesn't want to take anything to dull his senses. It really does, because normally when you're like that and you're told that, you know, you can't do any more damage, you just take a shot. Take a shot and keep it moving. You know, and deal with the consequences after the fact. Don't feel like Bryce is that type of cat. He's going to do all that.
There was just something about his demeanor yesterday, like the inflection in his voice. I didn't sense a lot of optimism from him. It was almost like, yeah, I'm back. I guess we'll see what happens here. And I was hoping for more, hey, I'm back. I'm feeling better. I'm ready to go. I didn't get that yesterday. Let's hear Rob Thompson. I thought this was also interesting. Topper yesterday asked about this, and you know, we've kind of chronicled how there seems to be a disconnect between the Phillies and Bryce on this. You know, a couple weeks ago, Dombrowski said he was cleared, and then it took, what, another full week or so for him to get back? Let's hear Topper in the dugout yesterday before the game on Bryce's comments, the one we just played for you. Here was Topper's reaction when he found out what Bryce said.
Bryce used the term, the progress was at a standstill. Is this something that will have to be managed, you know, from here on out?
I don't know what that means. Progress is at a standstill.
That's what he said. He said, like, he didn't necessarily feel like he would get any better. He used the word standstill.
Well, it sounds like he's fine to me. So we're just going to have to monitor him every day. That's when he comes in. And it's not only his wrist, it's his legs, too, because you can do all the conditioning you want. But once you get out on the field and he hits four doubles tonight, then we better check his legs tomorrow, yeah?
All right, so there's a lot to unpack there, Hugh, with the Topper's reaction. There seems to be a disconnect.
Shout out to John Clark for being that dogged reporter.
That's what his job is. He's doing his job. But I did a couple things for
him. Rabble rouser.
One, he was confused at what Bryce said.
Yes.
But then two, he acknowledged we have to check on him every day. If you're checking on him every day, then that means he's not right. Because I'm sure they check on every player, like, and the trainers do every day. But if you're specifically checking on this guy's wrist every single day on how he's feeling – it tells me he's not himself, because that's not – you wouldn't do that for a player that didn't have an issue. Or if he was fully back, you know, maybe after a few days, you know, and he feels good, you kind of move forward and you treat him like the player he used to be. You know, I'm not expecting Bryce Harper to be Bryce. Now, I agree with what you said. I'll take 70% of the prime Bryce Harper. But I was hoping we were getting Bryce – like, when I say Bryce Harper, everyone knows what I mean. You could picture the last
– money.
7 years in Philadelphia. We're halfway through this contract. You know who that is. That guy's been one of the best players in baseball for a long time. I'm not expecting Bryce to be Bryce. 215-592-9494. What'd you make of the Topper response there?
Everybody's not on the same page. Mm. Like Topper's, you know, Bryce is saying one thing.
And he's on the other.
And Topper's talking about something else. I think to be honest, a lot of this, I think the team feels that Bryce is fine, and I think Bryce, it's more mental for Bryce, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and to be fair on that, what you just said, Bryce is the one that kind of put himself on the shelf a month ago, right?
Yeah.
They didn't shut him down. Yeah. I mean, they effectively had to put him on the IL, but he basically said, I can't do this anymore a month ago, and that's why he went on the injured list. So you're right. I think the team does think he could play through this, but I have no idea where this is going. I don't have great confidence that he's just going to be himself and hit and have no problems the rest of the season. It feels like we're in a day-to-day, week-to-week thing with him the rest of the season.
Well, he has to feel comfortable. That's the biggest thing. In order for you to perform at your best, you have to feel comfortable out there doing what you're doing. And I think for Bryce, he has to get to that level of comfort where he'll say, you know what, even though I don't feel 100%, I can still go out there and do my job.
Yeah,
that might take a couple games.
It might, or it might take long. So I remember in May when he, you know, because he didn't hit much the first month of the season, and we talked about, is Bryce going to turn this around? And most people, including me in optimism, like, Bryce is going to hit, right? As long as he's healthy, Bryce is going to hit.
Yeah.
But he's not healthy. Like, this doesn't – he didn't sound to me yesterday like a healthy baseball player. He sounded like someone who's dealing with something and is going to play through it. That's what I heard yesterday. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down now that Bryce Harper is back? Do you expect him to be the Bryce Harper we're used to? Buzz is in today for Kyle back in the studio. Buzz, what are you feeling on Bryce as yesterday he returns? But it was kind of an odd return. Buzz, what do you think? Do you expect Bryce to be Bryce?
No, I don't. I mean, I think this is a guy who I've kind of relegated myself to the fact that I think he's going to be good, not great. I really don't want to think in terms of we've seen the best of Bryce Harper already, but I think we kind of have to set ourselves up for this. This is continual injury problem year after year. The guy clearly has not been the same level of power hitter that he has been in previous seasons. And just looking at his numbers of what he already has this season, like we're probably looking at his lowest OPS in like 10 years. He's at 9 home runs right now. I mean, we'd probably all sign up for like 20 by the end of the season. Sure, if he comes to the plate in a big moment in the postseason, are we all going to be glued to the TV? And will
yes.
we be surprised if he comes through? Like, absolutely not. But the difference between good players and great players is the level of consistency in which they do it, the hot streaks that we are so accustomed to watching this guy. And I don't think we're going to see that anymore. I think those moments of power, those hot streaks are going to be fewer and further between, quite honestly.
I think you're right on that. Yeah, I'm not expecting the greatness out of Bryce Harper. And if he does it,
y'all just negative.
Did you hear him yesterday?
I mean, he did. It wasn't a ringing endorsement, but
it wasn't a ring endorsement. He basically was like, I didn't know what to do, so I decided to come back.
He's admitting he's not 100%, and
yes.
like probably won't be.
He's not comfortable in where he is. He's not centered right now, if you will.
Well, also, I think what Buzz said there it adds to this. Hugh, what even is he now anyway? Right, like.
What type of player is he?
Yeah, like, so let's. I know the wrist has been part of the issue, right? We heard about this last August, and then we heard about it again, you know, a few weeks ago when he went on the injured list. I just pulled this up. Over the last calendar year, right, it's July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So from last July 1st through now, Bryce Harper has 19 home runs in a year. And I understand that he's missed time in there, but that's the reality. But he ranks 80th in baseball in home runs over the last year. I mean, some of the names above him, you're like, who are these guys? I mean, one of them is Carlos Santana, who I think everyone probably thinks retired a few years ago. He's still playing. There's a lot of players on the list that you're like, he's above Bryce Harper? It's been a while since he's been the guy that we think of when we think of Bryce Harper.
I think that Bryce is in a space where he probably has to adjust.
Does that mean less power?
It might be. I don't know. Like, I'm, again, recklessly speculating because I don't know what it's like to be a player of Bryce's caliber dealing with what he's dealing with.
Well, the wrist affects everything.
Yeah,
the swing. Yeah,
you know, with the swing and everything. So I don't know. So Bryce has to figure out what he wants to be moving forward until he gets all his faculties back. You know, so maybe he's the guy that moves runners. Maybe guys just
moves runners.
Joe, I'm trying.
This is one of the great hitters of all time.
Flap hitter Bryce.
Oh my goodness!
Just lay some bunts down.
We're cooked if he's moving runners.
Buzz, this is your first day. Before you jump all over me like a bunch of crickets, allow me to get my thought process together first. All I'm saying is
then
this,
jump
guys.
On him.
Yes, and then you'll be free to jump on me. All I'm saying is this: is that we know Bryce is not 100% correct.
Yeah, that's why I'm upset.
But 70% of Bryce is better than no Bryce in this lineup,
correct? I understand. But when you're saying moving runners.
What I'm saying,
if he's Bryson Stott, let's just pack it in now.
What I'm trying to say is this. Until you get back to the Bryce of old,
yeah.
Do what you can to help this team win. Does that sound bad?
Yes. And look, he's good enough that he can walk three times in a game and help the team.
Yes.
Right? Like he brings a gravitas to the game. I get all that. But when you're saying moving runners, like he's some slap-hitting
just going to ball to the right side, just get him over.
If you're right on this.
Wait a minute, Buzz.
Cooked.
Give me 2 seconds.
Moving runners.
This is the problem with you people.
Oh,
you
know, we're starting early on the you people.
I'm just saying, you don't want the reality of the situation. The dude sat there, looked like he was 2 seconds away from crying, but he playing. He trying to play. Didn't he get on base last night?
Twice.
Okay.
I mean, one where he was hit by a curveball.
Okay, he got hit.
Yeah.
But he got – damn, that's messed up. He get hit first game back.
He did get on base twice last night. That helps.
That's all I'm saying.
I know.
You have to allow this man time to get worked back, to get acclimated. To be honest, I expected him to hit a home run last night.
See, that's the problem.
That's what I expected. But I was okay with what he did.
You know what I needed yesterday and he didn't provide it?
What's that?
I needed him to lie to me. I needed him to tell us, I'm back. I feel myself.
He's not a liar, though.
But I needed a liar.
He's not a liar.
When he spoke yesterday, I didn't feel like, oh, Bryce Harper's back. I felt like they don't know what to do, so they're just going to activate him and hope for the best. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Bryce Harper? Are you expecting Bryce to be Bryce as he's back in the lineup? As Hugh said, he did get on base twice last night. A walk, got hit by a pitch later in the game. The bottom line is, though, he didn't sound very optimistic to me. He sounded almost in a standstill. They didn't know. He sounds like they're not sure what to do, so screw it. Let's go play some baseball. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff. What we need here is a Ray Dittinger reality check. I really don't think he's going to get back to, at least this season, to what we expect of him, which is 35 home runs, 100 RBIs, that kind of thing. I don't know. I'll take 70 to 75% of Bryce Harper over pretty much anybody on that team.
Over Buddy Kennedy, who they DFA'd yesterday?
Yeah, thank God. I mean... Yeah, you kind of need the guy. Well, look, his defense at first base has been really good since he got there. So you're gaining that back because, I mean, Bohm was decent at first. And
Otto,
the garbage man, he played a little bit. He played fairly decent at first. But you need Bryce Harper in the lineup. I just kind of don't like the, well, this is what it is part of it. That's the part I'm having an issue with. Like you said, Joe, lie to me and tell me everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, I don't think I'm asking for much, Hugh. Just want to be lied to yesterday. I want the player who's coming back from the injury list to say, I feel good. I'm ready to go.
It's not in his DNA, man, to lie to you, man. Y'all, like, this is the problem. Y'all can't handle the truth.
I took the truth, and I'm reacting to it. You're sugarcoating the truth.
I'm not sugarcoating.
Telling me he's going to move runners.
I'm saying, okay, well,
This guy was on the cover of Sports Illustrated 16, baseball's next big thing. Now he's going to move runners along.
Give me what you got, Bryce.
Oh, geez.
Give me what you got. I know you're not 100%. Give me what you got.
No. Yes. This is the problem. People like you are the problem here.
I'm kind of with you on this part of it. He may have to change how he hits. Now, I'm not going to say he's going to be a Larry Bowa slap hitter, choking up 4 inches on the bat. But in order to keep his health and cut down on the chances of getting hurt with the way he swings, he may need to change that. Not now. It's not
baseball,
guys. God forbid somebody try to change something in the middle of the season. But over the winter, offseason, I think if I were him, I would be considering trying to figure out a better way to swing and lessen the chance of me injuring that wrist again.
Yeah, like it's, and that's, well, Jeff, that might happen. And we'll see what happens. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call.
Reality check.
Yeah. You're the one that needs a reality check over there.
What are you talking about?
Because you're almost like accepting that he won't be the same and, oh, well. But you also expect Bryce to be Bryce. Moving runners is going to stick in my head the rest of the season. moving runners. That's what you ask, like, second baseman who can't hit to do. Just move the runner along. We need this guy to hit second or third and crush the ball.
I hear what you're saying, Joe, but right now he's not in the right headspace to do that.
Right, I know.
You have to be comfortable. He has to be comfortable. So if it takes a couple games for him to get comfortable and him to figure out what he needs to do to be that old Bryce Harper, I'm okay with that. But as long as he's in the lineup, he's a threat.
So I agree with that second part. Sure, he's a threat, and pitchers have to consider, you know, pitching to him, and he's going to work the case. Like, he's going to help the lineup more than he's going to hurt the lineup.
Yeah.
There's a baseline of Bryce Harper that's going to give you a quality at bat. And look, it's good that he's back. I just found that whole thing yesterday before the game ominous. It just felt odd to me.
Yeah, with the military haircut and the nice coiffed beard.
And he didn't seem happy. Like, did you get a sense that he was thrilled to be back? I didn't get that sense. I got a sense of, like, we're out of answers, so let's go play some ball.
Nah, I'm not going to lie to you. That was not a ringing endorsement
that
he gave. And he was real. What's the word you want to talk about? Like, what's the word you use to describe him? Stoic?
Stoic, yeah. I remember three years ago now, I should say. 2022, right? He breaks his thumb. He gets hit by the pitch.
Uh-huh.
Michael Bourne cursed on the air. It was great at radio.
Yeah, that
was
great.
And he comes back, right? And he had that was different. That was a broken bone, right? That broken bone is healed. You're good to go. But there was a sense of optimism when he came back. There was a standing ovation when he came back. The Phillies were obviously in the playoff race. And there was an ovation from yesterday. But there was a sense of he's coming back to help the Phillies get over the hump into the postseason. And then the way that went is he didn't hit much the regular season down the stretch, but once the postseason arrived, he went crazy and became, you know, a legend here in Bedlam at the Bank. I sensed optimism from him 3 years ago when he came back. I didn't sense that yesterday. I sensed almost a let's hope for the best from Bryce Harper yesterday.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
Yeah, and
that didn't do enough.
It didn't work. It didn't work for me. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Bryce? Do you expect Bryce to be Bryce now that he's back? Do you expect him to be the Bryce Harper we're used to? I don't. I'm lowering and kind of tempering my expectations for what he could be. Hugh Douglas over here expects Bryce to be Bryce, and if he's not, maybe he can move some runners along.
Maybe he can move some runners.
Yeah,
we got. You know how many people
Gene Segura
call me
over here?
Mean and hurtful names when I say it.
Well, because you might as well cancel the season if he's moving runners. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. And when we come back, your phone calls on Bryce Harper, and we'll discuss Zach Wheeler, the dominance, the excellence of Wheeler, where he is right now for me in terms of Phillies pitchers I've ever seen. And I have a request for Hugh Douglas, because Hugh did something a couple weeks ago that is looking more and more egregious. Let's see if he's willing to change his mind. Devin will join us at 11.
Was she going to drop us with a new big word today?
I hope so, yeah.
She dropped cathartic yesterday.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
On the air?
On Twitter?
On
the tweeter.
Yeah, had people take that. They didn't know what it meant?
They didn't know, but I Googled it.
Okay. Glad we're all doing smart things here. 215-592-9494. We're live from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park on Sports Radio 94 WIP.